Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 1043 The Fan.
ESPN's analytics team crunched some numbers, and this is one simulation you're not going to like. I heard the fellas in the afternoon talking about this yesterday. This is this Football Power Index? Is this FPI, ESPN's FPI? It's coming from ESPN. 20,000 simulations, something like that? Okay. Stoke, put it all in the computer, spits out a number. Okay. They did this for every team. The simulation for the Denver Broncos has the Broncos starting out at 1-5.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
1-5.
Well, I got to go look and see. You know, I know first 3 weeks. Let me look at this thing. I mean, I have a hard time getting to 1-5, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, how do you go through it and not at least get two out of the first three? Giants, Jags, Jets.
If the Broncos are 1-2 after three, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but like your season could be over at the quarter pole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Again.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, if you only win one game out of those first three, what leads me to believe that you're going to beat the Ravens at home, the Steelers on the road? Now, I don't even have confidence that you're going to beat the Raiders, you know, the following week at home. And then you got the Browns, you know, so it's like you start going through this thing. I start looking at it a lot differently than I do right now. If they can only win one of the first three.
Through the first nine games, this ESPN simulation has the Broncos at 2-7.
Now you can fire Vic. That's what it has to look like, right? Yeah, right there. Yeah, now I don't think it will. I know you don't think it will happen this year. I don't think they're going to be what this computer said they're going to be. So I don't think we're going to have to like really, we won't be, I don't think we'll have this, be having this discussion during the season. On, should the Broncos be thinking about firing Vic? But certainly, if you're 2-7, yes. Let's just move on from Vic. Start your vacation early. You know, whatever. Thank
Mike
you.
Mike Munchak, take over for the rest of the season.
Here you go, Munchak. Yeah, let's see what you can do. But I don't think we're going to have that discussion. But if you're 2-7, when would the conversation start? 2-6? You said they're going to be 1-5?
I'll tell you what, 2-6. You think we're going to wait for the conversation to whether, I mean.
No, that's what I'm asking. Like, where does it start?
At 1-2.
At 1-2. Well, I like it. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, that's when you start talking about it. Then you go 1-3, then you go 1-4. Now it's real.
And you know, you and I both agree, as you just mentioned, that we do not think Vic is going to be in season fire. It would have to look really, really bad like this. 2-7, this is about as bad as you get. You're going to be vying for, you know, the number one pick in the draft at that point when they do those probabilities and spitting out those numbers. But if you're George Payton, the last thing he wants to do in his first year is fire the head coach. So it would have to look a certain type of way. But if it does look a certain type of way, the way that ESPN's forecast is spitting out, I think there is something to, hey, now I didn't want to do this, but I am the new guy in charge and I am drawing a line of acceptability and this is unacceptable. And there could be a mission accomplished in that regard, even within a lost season. Like this is so woefully short of good enough.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to send a signal to everyone right now in the organization.
Let's just reset it. Let's just, you know, we know we're going to be firing him at the end of the season now. There's no coming back from, you know, 2-6, 2-7, you know, type of record and getting this thing back on track. I've given you enough to, you know, put out a better product. I mean, have you seen what I did for you, Vic? You know, besides getting the quarterback figured out, I've handed you everything. So something has gone awfully wrong if the Broncos are playing that bad. And at that point, you might as well just relieve Vic of his duties and turn the page and move on. But you're right. The conversation would start at 1-2. Now, I'm not calling for it. Right? But you start talking about it like, okay, now this is real. They just went 1-2 where they could have been. You know, it's more realistic for them to go 3-0 than 1-2.
Agreed.
Right?
It's more realistic that they go 3-0 than 1-2.
And that's how far, that's how super duper bad 1-2 is.
Yeah.
It's woefully bad. It's woefully underachieving. And it's woefully unacceptable.
I just used woefully just a couple minutes ago.
Did you?
There's
is that why I used it?
For the remaining
Dang
of the
it.
Segment.
Well.
And then you used it three times in a row.
I know. I was wondering why you were smiling. I think it's just one of those things by hypochondriac, you know, it just kind of goes from your brain to my brain.
Is that what happens there?
Yeah, the osmosis deal, right? You know, the chondriac thing just kind of like.
On steroids.
Yes.
Can we come back in with Like Woe, by the way?
Okay.
I love that song.
Yeah. So, you have to have the conversation. Now, I'm not going to say, we need to move on. Because you're going to give Vic some time to figure this thing out, right? Even at 1-2. But now, all of a sudden, that leash is really, really short here. And you're going to have to win. You know, the Ravens at home, now that's a must win. Now, because then it's going to get heated up. Steelers on the road, I mean, you got to make up some ground, which you can do.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think they were going to beat the Steelers last year. I know they didn't beat them, but they played so much better than I thought. By the way, Cortland Sutton got hurt. Drew Lock got hurt. I mean, in that game against the Steelers early.
Yep, week
in
two.
In Pittsburgh.
Yep, week two.
They had that game won.
They did. They lost
all of a sudden,
by 5 points.
Pat looked up and he thought he had Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, but it was really Jeff Driscoll. But it was really Jeff Driscoll. And he starts calling all these exotic pass plays.
God.
Right, Mark Slareth? No. Aaron Rodgers? No, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
It was Driscoll.
It was Jeff Driscoll.
And they didn't run one RPO.
No.
The thing that Driscoll does kind of well that we saw.
The best. He does it the best. He doesn't throw the football very well, but he can run RPOs.
Which is problematic because he's a professional quarterback.
Yeah.
And then
they
brought him in a week later to run an RPO.
To run an RPO.
Healthy off the bench. Brought him in just to mix it up like,
yes,
Taysom Hill.
Right.
Ran an RPO.
This is our new Taysom Hill right here.
You could not make that up, man.
No.
That goes on the Broncos' greatest hits album.
Absolutely.
It's a deep cut, but it's on there.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a game you, never thought the Broncos would win, and they were right there. So that's what you'd have to do if you're Vic. But hopefully we don't get to that situation this year, you know, especially early. They have got to start fast. Everybody knows it. The players know it. Vic knows it. Everybody knows it. It's there on a platter to at least go 2-1, if not 3-0.
Right.
You cannot go 1-2. You can't.
Can't do it.
I guess they had them losing the first two games. You know, this simulated thing, does it tell you what games they won and lost?
No, I don't think it got that specific. It gives you check-in points. So they had the Broncos 2-7 after 9. They had them 3-8 after the first 11 weeks. They have the team coming out of the bye strong and finishing the season 7-10, which means they go on to win their final four games of the year.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. Too little, too late. Because as with Drew, it is not just about this season for Vic Fangio.
That's right.
It's about the overall picture. To think that this year would be atonement for the sins of the past 2 years? No.
Doesn't work that way.
Nope. It's all on the scale. So you got to be heavy-handed enough this year with your win total and your performance to overcome not just your opponents on your schedule in 2021, but the last 2 years of dreck.
You can't go to confession as a head football coach and your sins are forgiven for, you know, what you have done. No, it doesn't work in the NFL. That's all part of it, right? It's a part of the conversation, just like with Drew. I don't care if you like it or you don't like it.
Right.
That's just real.
Right.
It's a part of it, and it should be with Vic. You're lucky to get year three, just like Drew was lucky to get a quarterback competition. So, hey, get it done or don't get it done. That's the bottom line. You got to get it done. There's no gray area. And to me, it, you know, and a lot of people think it's got to be more than this, Maryland, but you got to get to 9-7, right? I mean, I think that's obvious, right? And then we'll see what it looks like.
9-8.
9-8, excuse me. Yes, yep. 9-8.
We all got to get used to it.
Goodness.
All right, we had a conversation about two Denver Broncos, high profile, heading into the 2019 season. But what's old is new all over again. But how has the dynamic of the conversation changed? We'll explain coming up next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Bit of news to pass along to you that you are not going to want to miss. I don't know how big of news it is, but there is going to be a bit of news shared with you about a Denver Bronco here in just a couple minutes. All right, so don't go anywhere. News on a Denver Bronco here in just a couple minutes. We had a conversation about two Denver Broncos heading into the 2019 season. That is
not good news.
Not
ideal for the first week of the season.
To say the least.
Yeah.
We're getting these specific details, and we'll give you that in just a second. All right. We had a conversation about two Denver Broncos heading into the 2019 season that is new all over again, this conversation. But how has it changed? Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network asked his panel of co-host whether or not they believe Von Miller and Bradley Chubb will be the league's leading sack duo in 2021. Here's a piece of that audio.
And let's start out in Denver. Yeah, okay. Denver, because it's prediction week here on GMFB. And Von Miller and Bradley Chubb have not been on the field together since week 4, 2019. Let's look at the top sack duos from last year. Chubb and Miller did not play a snap together last year. Here's last year's guys. It's Watt and Tuitt. It's Donald and Floyd. It's Garrett and Vernon. Hendrickson and Jordan. 26 is kind of the barometer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vaughn and Bradley, they are going to be out there week 1 against that New York Giants offensive line, and they are going to be looking to be feasting. The statement is thus. Von Miller and Bradley Chubb will be the pass rush duo with the most combined sacks this season.
Okay.
Are we in or are we out?
What do you think?
I can't go there. I'm optimistic, but that it something like that happens, but I just can't. I can't go there. Look, with Chubb's injury history,
yep.
Von coming back off the injury, didn't have a great year the year before the injury. If I said what he said, I would just be saying it just because I want it to happen. Not because I can point to something here concrete and say, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, they have proven that they could do this. You know, now Chubb is dealing with his, you know, his ankle again. Is he going to be 100%? What is he going to look like? There's just concerns there with both guys, right?
No question marks.
I mean, I do think, like, you know, Von Miller, I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. And I think they, you know, Von has a much better year than he had a couple years ago. But I just don't know, you know, with Chubb, with what I'm going to get really right now. And so I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, you really have to extend yourself there to say, hey, this is why. Now, in 2019, I thought this conversation was really front and center because we were coming off a year where Bradley Chubb had kicked the door down of the NFL as a rookie, 12 sacks. We thought he could reach Javon Kearse at one point, his rookie sack record. And Von that year was 14.5 sacks. So I think at that time in 2019, it was like, I remember,
yes.
I thought we could see like 30-plus sacks between the two.
Yeah, I think you said 50 going into the next year.
I might have.
Something like that.
I might have. This time around, like, could you really make it? Now, it could happen. No, we're not saying it can happen, but to predict that it will happen, not going to go there.
They both have the potential. I mean, Von Miller's Von Miller. We know Chubb, Look, he was picked fifth overall. Generational pass rusher, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Started his career with 12 and a half sacks. It just, so the potential is there, but, you know, we needed to see more the last couple years. We haven't seen enough the last couple years to go, they're going to lead the league in sacks. There's a lot more, tangible evidence from other guys that you could point to on other teams to say, oh, those two guys right there, those two guys over, I think, Bradley Chubb and Von Miller.
Yeah, there's a handful. Could it be Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett?
Right.
Could it be, you know, fill in the blank, Aaron Donald and, you know, whoever. So, yeah, we'll continue to monitor. But when it comes to expectations, I mean, putting this aside for both guys, for Vaughn and Chubb, say the expectations are very high, right, for each of them individually?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you're paying Von Miller, I think it's still the sixth highest paid mark in the league on that side of the ball, and Bradley Chubb, for all the context we know and understand.
Right. Like, yes.
So it's time. It's time.
Hey, I'm optimistic about it, but, you know, it's just I need more than that. You know, I need more evidence, but I'm optimistic that they're both going to play well this year.
All right.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to be. I want to be, but I want to know how, like, if you told me how many games they're going to be on the field together, that's my biggest question mark.
Yeah, and I don't like that. You know, I don't like that thought around town.
But it's been two seasons in a row.
No, I know, but I don't like that thought. And I'm more optimistic about Von Miller than I am Bradley Chubb. Let me say that.
You're more optimistic about Von.
I should have rephrased what I said. I'm more optimistic this year that Von Miller bounces back than I am Bradley Chubb.
Okay.
Way more optimistic. But at the same time, like, I don't like the thought that you gotta have someone else on the other side to be, you know, a good football player or to dominate football games. I don't like that. Like, why? You're talking about Von Miller. Does he need Bradley Chubb? Like, he doesn't need Bradley Chubb. Would it help? Certainly. Should Bradley Chubb have to have Von Miller?
No.
I mean, he wasn't like an undrafted guy. He wasn't a fifth round. I mean, he was a fifth overall pick. Right? So I can't stand that when we start saying that and you kind of get trapped into it like, man, well, that's because Von wasn't there last year.
Right.
That's why Chubb was, you know, Von wasn't there. Like, Chubb was hurt. That's why Von, like, wait, no.
Right.
No, it's not how it works. It's like, you know, go get the job done, you know?
All right, we're going to take a timeout here, just a little bit, little early timeout. We're continuing to gather some details on a story that is not ideal for one Denver Bronco the first week of the NFL season. We'll pass it along coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, not great news. Certainly the furthest thing from ideal just a couple days ahead of week one. Bradley Chubb has been detained today. He's been arrested and is currently sitting in a Douglas County jail right now for a failure to appear warrant stemming from a handful of traffic violations. Stoke. Chubb was charged on May 6th I'm taking this from an article from Mike Kliss that literally just got published. Chubb was charged May 6th for misdemeanor driving under restraint. Richie, do we have any idea what that means? Misdemeanor driving under restraint?
Yeah, so driving under restraint means that a person drove a motor vehicle in their state when their license was under restraint or restrained due to denial, revocation, suspension in Colorado or anywhere in the U.S. And that could be from too many points on the license to failure to pay child support, any litany of reasons. There's over 30 of them, but the most common ones are usually too many points on the license.
He was scheduled to appear in Arapahoe County Court, which is right next to the Broncos facility, I believe, on August 6th. When he didn't appear, a warrant was issued for failure to appear. He was detained Tuesday, which is today, according to court records. Not the biggest deal in the world, but golly, certainly not ideal and a distraction as Bradley Chubb, your outside linebacker and fifth overall pick is currently sitting in a jail cell right now.
Yeah, you're talked to about all this stuff, you know, all the time in the NFL, just about handling your business when it comes to any kind of tickets that you have, any kind of any of that stuff, because, you know, what happens is this happens, right? All of a sudden, you know, your unpaid tickets or unpaid this, and you have a suspended license or whatever, you don't take care of it. Guess what happens? You have a warrant out. You get a warrant out. You get pulled over for speeding, whatever, they run it. Boom, guess what? You're getting locked up. You're getting arrested. You're getting cuffed. I've seen it happen. Happened to a friend of mine, right? I mean, same type of thing. Just had a ticket or whatever. Didn't take care of his responsibility. Next thing you know, guy's going to work. Doesn't get to work. Mm. Got pulled over. Next thing you know, he's in the pen.
Mm.
I mean, like, something little like that. But
yeah.
As a player, you're talked to a lot about things like this, just handling your business when it comes to, you know, all kind of different firearms, right? Making sure they're registered. All these little things, you know, players and the teams, organizations, and the NFL does a good job of educating players on things like this. So this doesn't happen, right? Is it the biggest deal? No, but guess what? You got a first game of the year coming up here.
Right.
And once again,
right.
You know, a Bronco was in cuffs, you know, in the jail.
Right.
I mean, week of the game here. I mean, it's the guy you're counting on. This guy that's been dealing with injuries. We're all hoping that he has a bounce back year after two subpar years. And, you know, it's, you said it. It's not, once again, it seemed like we say not ideal a lot when it comes to the Broncos and a lot of their situations.
Right.
Oh man,
I mean, your thoughts.
This is not a long-term big deal. It's not. But damn, I mean, your outside linebackers in handcuffs is sitting in the Douglas County Jail right now. It's not how you draw up a Tuesday, you know, 96 hours before your first game or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And to think that it's not a distraction. I don't know. I mean, I would think that this is going to be a distraction for Bradley Chubb. He's sitting in jail right now. I'm just, you know, when I talk and I have just talked about it ad nauseum, the Broncos culture, I'm not saying this is, you know, this doesn't define Bradley Chubb or anything like that, but this is the fourth year in a row that a Bronco has been arrested during the season. Like the fourth year in a row, a Bronco was arrested during the season. It's not good. It's not good. So I'm not saying like this is like the world's biggest deal. It's not.
All key players, correct? I mean, who was?
Yeah,
who?
I mean, you got Bradley Chubb right now. You got Melvin Gordon a year ago on camera just stumbling around, and the night before you come back to work after you had like 3 days off. The year before that was Kareem Jackson, a DUI between week two and week three that we didn't find out until the very end of the year. And then the year before that, it was, Chad Kelly, after the Halloween party,
yeah,
or during
the Halloween party
or Chad whatever.
Kelly, yeah.
Was Aqib arrested, going back? I mean, this is going back 5 years now, but I forget.
Well, was Melvin Gordon arrested last year?
Yes. Yes.
He was detained. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't remember if he ended up getting arrested or not, or if they just gave him a citation because, you know, cause everything that was going on with the COVID and stuff, you know, they were
right.
doing things a lot
right.
differently.
Right.
So I didn't recall if he actually got arrested or not.
Yeah, it's just not ideal. I mean, you know, stuff like this, you don't want it 4 or 5 days before your first game of the year. You know, you just don't want it. And it's something that he could have just handled. You know what I mean? You got an appearance in court. It's directly next to your job. You don't appear. Next thing you know, I don't know if he was pulled over or...
That's usually what happens, right?
But if you're Arapahoe right there and you know that guy comes into work every day, it just might be like, hey, keep your eye out for Bradley Chubb. We need him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It could have been like speeding, too. Sometimes right. I was like that.
Or speeding. Could just been behind it. You ran his license plate and comes up as, you know, they got a warrant out for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bradley Chubb detained today, Tuesday. Yeah. That's not what Vic wants. Like you said, what kind of distraction is it going to be? I don't know. I think, you know, players do a good job of really, you know, like focusing in on what they need to focus on. I mean, nobody's going to really be distracted by – none of his teammates are going to be distracted by this. But
right.
Bradley Chubb, you know, this is something that you don't want kind of, you know, on you right now. like thinking about it. Like,
right.
It's not what you want.
Right.
To be locked up right now.
Right.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's, you know, all of those things, right? Is it a huge deal? No, but when you get locked up, it's not a little deal. It's not nothing.
Right.
I mean, and oh, by the way, you're starting your, you know, you're going into your fourth year and trying to, you know, save people's jobs and trying to, you know, get your career back on track and a lot of things going on. And, you know, on a Tuesday before the first game, you get handcuffed and brought to jail.
Right.
And, I mean, you can recap it. I'm sure people are tuning in like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, here? Briefly here, and this is coming from 9 News, Mike Kliss. According to court records, Broncos outside linebacker Bradley Chubb was detained Tuesday on a failure to appear warrant stemming from multiple traffic violations. Chubb was charged on May 6th for a misdemeanor, driving under restraint, which we have learned could be a litany of different things, 30 different things it could relate to. So we're not sure if it was, you know, it could be your speeding tickets, license plates not up to date. You didn't pay child support. I mean, it could be any of those things. So he was scheduled to appear. So it says Chubb was charged May 6th for misdemeanor driving under restraint and also for having his license plates expired for 60 plus days. He was scheduled to appear in Arapahoe County Court on August 6th. When he didn't appear, a warrant was issued for failure to appear. He was detained earlier today, according to court records. So right now, from what we understand, because we had people on it here, it was, and this is.
Yeah, we got tipped off, you know, what, hour and a half, 2 hours ago?
Yeah, so had a listener send a really quick video of what looked like, you know, Bradley Chubb either in handcuffs or about to be put in handcuffs on the side of the road, which looked like the area just from a quick glance. It looked like it was right around Dove Valley.
Right.
So, according to the source for this info is from the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. He was contacted for a minor traffic incident by Douglas County Police. Had a warrant in Arapahoe County for another minor traffic violation, and is currently in the Douglas County Jail. So, you know, I had a listener reach out. Oh, he's not sitting in jail. According to the sheriff's, that's exactly what's going on. I'm sure he'll be out of there in the half of a second. But again, just it's just not great news, and it could offer a distraction to Chubb, who, you know, we're all expecting to be the version of Bradley Chubb that we thought we were getting when he was picked fifth overall on draft night 2018. So the beginning of your season is already not off to a great start because you had foot surgery in March that you didn't know you need to have previously. You missed, you know, chunks of the preseason, and now this is another, I'm not saying tone setter, but it's just another hiccup in the start of a year that is very, very important for both Chubb and the organization.
Yeah, and not how you want to get this thing started. Not how you want to get the party started for 2021. I guess the only thing that you could look at here and say, well, at least, you know, and we're getting a RamosLaw.com text line that, you know, that from someone on it that said at least it wasn't, you know, Saturday morning, Friday morning, you know, at least it wasn't then. At least, you know, today's Tuesday.
Yep.
You know, he'll be out of jail here soon, but at least it, you know, it wasn't him on his way to the practice facility on Saturday morning, getting ready for walkthrough and then get on the plane.
Yeah.
To go to New York.
Yeah.
Now you got big trouble.
Right.
Right now it is a huge deal.
Right.
This thing is on Tuesday. He'll be out shortly. I'm sure they'll get it taken care of. So I think you can take a step back and say, well, at least it wasn't Friday or Saturday here.
Right. Well, if you're looking for silver linings, there's one.
Right. So, but, you know, like I said earlier, this is why they're on you about just taking care of your business and your responsibilities and making sure you have, you know, unpaid tickets and all that stuff taken care of. And because when you don't, something like this happens. And unfortunately, next thing you know, you know, just something little like this. I mean, I don't know why he had a suspended license, but, you know, not taking care of your license plate, you know, that being, you know, expired over 60 days. And not sure why his driver's license was, suspended or whatever it was. There's a, you know, a bunch of different reasons why it could have been suspended. We don't know exactly why. You know, he could have taken care of that very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrote a check.
Right.
Right? Just wrote a check for what you needed to write a check for and take care of it. But then when you don't do those little things like that, now all of a sudden, this is what happens.
Like little stuff becomes big stuff.
Becomes big things.
They're asking you to appear in court. You don't show up. Well, now you got a warrant for your arrest. I mean,
this is a pretty good one right here from the 303.
Yeah.
Not from me, but I'm going to read it because it's pretty good. Wish you would have put your name on it, 303. 332. Did Bowles bail him out?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, of course, right? I mean, what better way to reconnect?
Yes, the Olive Branch.
Right. Hey, I got you, buddy. Right. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. All right? I mean, that might be like one of those defining moments for the Broncos right there. This is how they mend their fences. Bowles bails him out.
Right.
That was good. That was good. Pretty I liked that one.
Pretty good.
Put your name on it.
Pretty good.
That was a good one.
Oh, man. Hey, fun show. Lots to get to. We're in warp speed, man. We're in warp speed. Here we go. Like when we come on the air tomorrow, we'll be able to say tomorrow that there's an NFL game tomorrow, if that makes sense. And then we're going to preview all things New York Giants here. We're going to give our season predictions tomorrow for the Broncos. So we have a lot on deck here, Stope.
Love it. Can't wait.
All right. You have a great rest of your afternoon.
You too, buddy.
Shout out our producer, Richie Carney, behind the glass. We step aside for the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.